Welcome back to Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Gabe's Cool. I'm Paul, your Game Master. With me we have Art, who plays Chimera.
Hello, everybody.
Natalie, who plays Mirage.
Hello.
And last but not least, Rob, who plays Codex.
Hello.
All right, everybody. Question of the day is coming from Rob.
Well, I'm going to go with, what is your family's Christmas traditions?
Or winter holiday stuff
you guys do.
You want to go first because it's your question? You want to go last? It's your pick.
Mine's more on the sadder side because, well.
Okay, before they died.
No, before they died, yeah. I don't have that prepared now.
I just like had the sad now? Prepared.
Would you like to go last?
I just had the sad
now?
Part prepared. But, when we were as a whole family, I would still be in the. Pretty young then. Technically, my character is already young, but it would be reverse snowboard birds. So for winter, we actually go north. We go to Maine. We have a cabin up in the Maine woods.
So you go to the colder place.
Yeah, we're reverse snowboard.
That's stupid.
Yeah, well, we're born in the warmth. I was. It was Sweetwater, Florida.
Who wants to go next?
Well, mine is we make fresh eggnog.
Okay.
Every year. Which is a whole process.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Extra spiced or not?
No.
Oh, really?
Nope. It's you know, you get the...
It's traditional.
Traditional...
It's hard. It's a long process.
It's
not hard, it's long. All right, cool. And is it Christmas for you guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Christmas for you as well, Codex?
Yep.
All right. Natalie, what is Mirage's Christmas tradition or winter holiday tradition?
Well, it all starts back in November where the corporate cape people want family Christmas cards done. We get that done. We go back into December. Both dads are off all of December, and they try to do as much stuff as possible that is Christmas, winter, just themed.
Do you vacation, or do you stay in San Diego?
We stay in San Diego, but sometimes we will go to a colder place to do, like, snowmobiling, and staying in a cabin. Do other stuff, and then when it leads up to Christmas, then we'll do like usual stuff, like, you know, dinner and opening presents and that kind of stuff. But they always make it an effort to have off all of December
because they're not around a lot during the year.
The year, yeah,
that makes sense. It's just the most time she gets to spend with them.
Yeah.
So it's a special time for her.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Good thing. And I'll give you my family tradition because it's only fair. I don't do Halloween, so I didn't do the last one. We have Christmas Eve at my grandparents' house or my uncle's house because it's his birthday. Christmas Day morning is at my parents' house. Christmas Day, Christmas afternoon is at my mom's parents' house. And then Natalie and I do our Christmas the day before, on the morning of the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to do, we don't overload anybody too bad.
Right.
All right. So who wants to do the recap from last time?
We had a party.
Yep.
And we found some party crashers.
Yep.
They were invited.
Spies.
They still crashed the party.
Yeah.
It ruined the vibe.
They did. They were downers.
The vibe.
They were mole people.
Technically? Yeah.
No, the one who crashed the party would have been Kevin Weiser. Yeah, actually. Yeah.
Did we even see Dodo Bird and Ding Dong and Dum Dum?
Sylph, Tychus.
Grab the girl.
She's not dumb. She's they none of those
did
things.
Not come to the party, despite almost everyone else being there, and it being like
that is so suspicious. That is so incredibly suspicious. Are you kidding me?
They didn't show up.
Hmm.
What is everyone's passive perception?
14.
15.
17.
Only this is the night of the party when you guys get back. Right. When you finally get back to your room, probably 10:30 and probably a little bit after 12:30 mm-hmm. after you talk to Bridget.
Yeah.
And you notice that it looks like the lock on your door has been tampered with.
And we didn't leave our watchdog at home.
Q. Well, if we left Q there, I feel like he would have been in danger. So I'm kind of glad that he came with us. So
what did my familiar see?
You can't get the door open.
Link.
How many people can move a vortex warp?
One person, not yourself. And you have to be able to see the target.
Wait, I have thieves tool.
Misty Step doesn't need to see the target.
Can I try?
And I'll have resistance to damage when I'm on the other side.
Can I try and open it with thieves' tools? Like putting it back together to be normal?
Yes, you can try. It isn't.
It's plus 11, man. Oops.
I'm going to save you the roll. There's nothing you can do that lock that's going to make that door open.
Even if it's 27. No.
So the lock is in perfect working order. Like, you try and open it, totally fine. You figure out that it is right at the bottom, right at the top, the frame has been twisted to make it so you can't open your door. Like, someone incredibly strong grabbed it and pinched it.
Yeah, I wonder.
Hey, can you use your vines to take a look on the inside? So just don't blindly warp in there.
I'm assuming there's a gap under the door.
Minuscule, but yeah.
I was thinking on the other side, through the window.
True.
Your vine friends on the wall, on the outside?
Yeah. Can I get a... I'll have to go downstairs. Talk to them from there.
They say, we're just hanging out.
So did you see anything in the room?
Yeah, some white stuff flooded in under the door for a long time.
Is it still white in the room?
Oh, yeah. It's like at least like one leaf width thick, which, you know, means like like the gap between leaves on a vine, which is about a foot.
Is it cold in there?
No. No.
I think they foamed our room.
Or it could just be anthrax.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, 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 beep, boop, beep. Bridget?
Yes?
Someone tried to break into... Well, I think they successfully broke into our room. Someone... But we can't open the door, and also there's white stuff in there. Also, I also think it might be Sylphus and Deck, but you did not hear me say that. Okay. See you in 5 minutes. Click!
You guys feel a surge of... What the fuck? from up on the roof.
What?!
Can you have your vine friends check the other rooms, or if ours is the only one?
I'll ask them if ours is the only one that was that.
Someone's messed with.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I take it back. It's you and then Team Z or Z. The supporters who are friends with you guys.
Okay.
Aw. Why mess with them? What'd they do to you?
Because they're friends with you.
They're the competition.
Well, didn't we win the competition? So.
Correct. But still, for class one, you guys are the only competitors.
Right.
And they're the supporters who have basically thrown their lot in with you guys. So right. If you need something made, you talk to them.
Right.
Yep.
Or yourself, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, caramba.
So.
Bridget comes down a couple minutes later.
About the time I get back up after talking to the plants.
Yeah. Oh, you're here on time. Good job.
Yeah, you don't get to set deadlines for me. Don't do
that
again.
I'm just joking. You're fine. It's okay. And I pat your head.
You lose a hand.
Your hand's just a tangle. And then go totally numb and your arm just slumps.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
She says, I was a spy.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, she says, you know what I used to do.
Yeah.
Don't touch me without telling me.
That's fair.
And your arm does, like, it just hangs limp for, like, the next half hour.
Yeah.
Just totally useless.
Okay, but she should know that I was joking around.
Oh, she does. But okay. That was the defense mechanism that was she did not disable.
Right.
Anyway, she looks at it and she says, she pulls out, like, a thing of lipstick,
mm-hmm.
twists it, an acetylene, a micro torch appears on the end of it, and she goes,
and she cuts through it. In case it's something that's also...
Yeah, no, it's just to cut the little twists that the guy did in the steel.
I know, but when the door this opens, I want to be ahead of my
health. Oh, yeah, and when you guys come back from vacation, we'll have this fixed. Anyway, so you said that there's something white in the room?
Yeah, it's about a foot thick.
She pulls into her bag. She pulls out a... It looks like a compact mirror. No, it looks like a...
I'm surprised she just didn't have a drone that comes through.
It's better than that, though. It's, she pulls out a little tiny photo album, like, flippy thing, like, you know, three or four pictures, and she pulls it apart and puts one at one metal corner on one edge, one metal corner at the bottom edge, and it turns into a transparent, you can see through it. Oh, yeah, that's totally some kind of whipped cream or shaving cream. Did either one of you just start shaving?
No.
Nope.
You're 16. I mean, that's an honest question.
Yeah, I'm going to keep what I got.
You know, in hygiene class, they did tell you, like, it's okay to shave, right? It's encouraged?
Yeah. Okay. But then it's gone for a little while.
And you, Chris?
I got one of Fanta when I got... Well, I got it. I'm going off of what I was thinking when I was 16.
I've had blonde hair my whole life. It didn't show up. I'm sorry. It grows in red. So it was. I had to shave. It looked like dog shit until it grew in thick enough.
Oh, yeah. Mine looked like dog shit. I had chops.
Tuesday.
Mutton chops. Yeah.
When I shaved 16. Tuesday.
Your hair does not come in at all.
I shaved maybe twice a week.
I mean, I think I shaved about Tuesday as well, so it's just barely coming in. Anyway. Chris is the same way. He doesn't grow hair.
Yeah, so, I do.
But you do?
Yeah.
And it looks terrible.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah, so she says, okay, it's probably whipped cream then. It's a foot thick. I can call up a cleaning drone, but there's no way they've got the storage capacity for that.
Can we start vacation early?
A month early?
Oh.
No.
I tried.
It was so close, man. It was so close.
We've got your clothes and stuff are in there. We'll open it. It looks like it's only in the main room. It's the door. Your doors are all closed conveniently. You're just going to have to kind of deal with it.
I hope it's shaving cream and not whipped cream.
I will call in a cleaning drone.
I sure hope. Because
I'm not making a person
that, the justice is served to people that we know that did this. Just saying, there was one team that wasn't out at the Halloween party.
There were a number of teams who didn't go to the party. Just saying. You guys, the door opens up and it floods into the hallway just like, and it's sweet and sickly smelling. It is whipped cream.
I cast prestidigitation.
And little microbots appear and just start...
Mm-hmm.
She says, I have got to get me some of those. And you can clean them yourself. Six seconds per cubic foot. Conveniently, it was 1 foot thick.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, never mind. You don't need cleaning bots.
I forgot I had it. My original idea was Thunderwave just to remove it from the room, having it all go in one direction in the hallway. I'm like, wait, I got prestidigitation. I got cleaning on a stick.
But Q has jumped off of your shoulder and is swimming through it, eating way more than he probably should.
I'm glad he's yours.
What?
You're cleaning up the poop that comes from this.
I'm just thinking he's going to be bouncing off the walls for the next 3 days.
It probably takes you 20 minutes to clean it up fully, but it is spick and span the time you're done.
He can turn into Can he be as big as Murphy gets?
His max size is small, so not really.
I'm not saying enlarge him.
I was going to say, because then he wouldn't be as hyper, and he wouldn't be sick if he was big.
No, his max size is like...
Damn.
I think like... So, you guys are... his maximum size is like medium-sized dog. That's about it. But he eats probably 3 or 4 gallons of whipped cream at that size. And about, like, 2 in the morning, he rips ass so bad it wakes you up. And says, open the window. Open the window.
Open the window.
Turns into a bird and flies out, and you just watch it drop, like, egg-sized dump all over the yard. But he's
someone's
not doing
going for a morning jog, and they go, what the hell?
It's 2 a.m. No. Like,
why not? Someone going off for a 2 a.m. jog?
No one
knows. It's midnight more curfew. Fun when they find it in the morning.
Mm. Also, what it's a midnight curfew.
Because
so.
It hardens into, like, sugar crystals. Jesus Christ. And
maybe
then,
we can't have him just paint Team 11's door or window.
Jesus. No, I don't want you to go near them just in case, bud.
All right, so he does that, and it's very fun. Like, everyone says, like, what the hell? Like, sugar crystals on the ground? Mm-hmm. And you see someone lick it. You don't say shit. No. Literally, in this case. Get it? Okay. So, Christmas rolls around. You know, you guys have classes. You handle, I think the only, like, incursion type thing you guys deal with is there is a... what would be a small one? I'm trying to think of like a small emergency in November. Oh, there's there's like a little baby avalanche in Denver, like around Denver. And you're just called. There's no monsters or anything. It's just a search and rescue. And with your powers, Chris, you use your, how do each of you use your powers? I'm curious to help with a search and rescue for a, avalanche.
I climb onto Murphy, and he's like those, you know, the dogs that have the little barrel under. I put a little barrel on Murphy, Bernard's, and like a St. Bernard, and we go finding people, and he...
Okay.
I enlarge the Murphy, so he has a better sense of smell. And
he's
better
huge,
movement.
Then. Mm-hmm. And he goes to large, so he's huge.
Yeah.
That's like this... Do you know how big a huge is?
Yeah.
Huge.
He could kill a person if we're searching and rescuing.
Yes, no. But imagine how big his nose is now.
That's very true.
The size of a woolly mammoth. Mm-hmm. Big ass fucking cat just pounding through the snow.
But only lasts a minute until I recast it.
That's fine. That'll work.
Don't. This is awesome.
It should give him advantage on perception.
Yeah.
And starts like pointing. All right. What do you use your powers or abilities?
Enlarge.
Besides enlarge.
I'm going to use the local sonograph. The sound projection system.
Sonar.
I'm going to try to upgrade it to help find the person.
Okay, that's
and
interesting.
Then
I like it. And Art, what do you do? He's like, I'm the plant man in an avalanche. Knowing how avalanches work, there's a good one, but it's a matter of how much you know about avalanches. Want help? I got one. When people get smashed with an avalanche, one of the first things they do is they grab onto the ground or grab on anything nearby. Even if it gets ripped up, you'll still feel a plant. Like if they grabbed onto a tree or grabbed onto like even grass.
Okay.
Even as long as it isn't dead yet. And you end up using like scrub and stuff like that you're finding to try and track people down.
Okay. That works.
Sorry, I figured I'd throw some help because the look on your face was
it's sort of like
me. I don't know. Also, you can use your charm abilities to calm people down afterward.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was going to go.
Yeah, so you guys do that, and it wasn't combat. It wasn't, but it was a search and rescue, and you guys saved. I'm rolling a D4 minus 1. People who died. One person died. And it was a local snowboarder who was like up on the top of the mountain, and it's his fault the avalanche happened. Cause he let off some fireworks to celebrate. So, you guys, like I said, we flash forward to Christmas. and you have to make a decision. Where are you going to go? What? Whose parents? I'm sorry. All your parents will be there, and your families, if they want to be. Mm-hmm. But who's? And it is a full week. It's not like a day this time. And so, whose parents are you spending it with?
So we discussed it, and if you want to say something and say no, it's okay.
Kodak's got outvoted.
I got outvoted.
I feel so bad, though.
Don't feel bad.
I feel bad.
That's how votes work.
I understand that's how votes work, but it still feels shitty.
I'm going, hell, I don't want to be in the cold. I'd rather go to San Diego.
We're probably going to go to San Diego.
I heard two votes for San Diego, and...
Yep, we're going to San Diego.
Oh, no! I feel so guilty. I'm sorry.
All right. So, all of your families are able to get time off work. What does your character's dad do?
He's a teacher.
He's off. He's definitely coming.
Yeah.
I want to say it brings your friend, too. Your best friend.
Okay.
I mean, not his parents, but definitely your best friend. He's the only child, right?
Yeah, probably, because they're the survivalists.
Yeah, one kid. Yeah. They're totally happy. They're gonna go do a survival course over the winter break as he comes with your dad. If you could find his name for me, that I'd appreciate that.
Bruce.
Cool. And then all of your Codex or Travis, all your both your parents, your sister and your sister are going to come with. They took the whole week off work so I can spend it all with you guys. And you know that Mirage knows that the place her dads live, the apartment right next door is an Airbnb. Mm-hmm. And they just rent it out.
Yeah.
Your dad's just foot the bill. Like, it doesn't matter. For the week. Mm-hmm. And it's more than enough space for the other families to stay. Mm-hmm. And what are you pick one thing you want to do for Christmas break while you're in San Diego? It's not warm, to be clear. It's like mid-60s, mid-50s.
It's better than...
But it's a hell of a lot warmer than it is in fucking...
Midwest.
Illinois, Missouri, that border. That's right where it is. It's right on the... It's between the two, which is why they're like, no, it's no city. It's its own thing. So each person's going to pick one thing they want to do, and we'll role play it out, and when something will happen, depending, I'll roll a die, and something will happen.
Well, I know for some part of the time, for his Christmas gift for his sister, he's going to try to augment and enhance her Gundam, Beowulf.
Okay. I meant more like an event, a thing you guys go and do. That is. I was going to ask what any interesting Christmas presents later, but we'll do interesting Christmas presents first. So that's your interesting Christmas present.
Yep.
What kind of Gundam is it that your sister uses? Is it what size is it?
It's a large bipedal.
So it's like 10 feet tall.
Basically.
Okay. And does it fly or is it running?
It does fly and run, but it
eats a lot of energy to fly. Usually, right?
Yeah.
So what's your upgrade? What's the thing you're... What is the one thing you're upgrading?
The flight duration.
Okay. And what speed. What's the modification? Like, what is the thing that lets you do it?
I'm using what I'm going to call zero-phase energy. It pulls energy from other universes.
Potentialities? Okay. Yeah. You tap back into the place you came from because they're not using it anyway?
Correct.
Interesting. Roll me a Magitech check. Because there's no way you do that without Magitech.
Yeah. Because that's one thing my character probably understands a little bit is...
Dimensional trap. Dimensional.
Yep.
Bullshittery.
Alright. So that's a 27?
Yeah, you killed it. She can now do a pretty solid hover with no energy cost at all. And she can fly at her normal speed at like 1/10. So... But when now her and her top speed's like tripled, so she's very excited. She throws you, she gives you a big hug, and she's like, "This is awesome, little brother! Like, this is awesome." All right, Art. What is it that Chris gives his dad/Bruce?
A hard time.
Oh. Besides a hard time.
Well, I think over the course of the week, I'm going to try to get each one of the siblings out for the hour to spend with Dad.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to say you managed to make it happen.
Okay.
Because it's almost like you said it.
Uh-huh.
Roll me a D12. Actually, I'll roll a D12. What's a good number at a D12?
How many siblings you got?
What is it? Six?
You have six.
I usually go seven.
Because you're the seventh.
Yeah. You're within two. On the so it's a, for like the full week, right? On the third day, you go to summon out number three, right? Because because it's six plus you. Yeah. On the seventh day, you don't know what to do, right?
Uh-huh.
It was summon one, whatever. It lasts for proficiency hours, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Or is it I think it might be double proficiency hours, I think.
I have to go dig that up.
I want to say it's double. You can write it down. Double proficiency in hours.
Okay.
So that means like at higher levels, it'd be like 10, 12 hours, which is cool. You feel this overwhelming sense of like exhaustion hit you when you try and summon them and nothing happens. If you can put just a check mark at the top of your list of your siblings for me, please.
Yep. Hang on. I gotta find that sheet now.
You can call it mystery check marks if you want, so you remember what they are.
Mystery check marks. I have to look at that. There it is. I'm so disorganized right now.
Welcome to the club. I, the one who lost his entire, all his notes for the next five episodes. Turns out they were in my notebook.
Okay.
And like I said, you pass out for like 2 hours. It was right in the morning, so it wasn't like it was a big deal because it was like 10 a.m. But you pass out till noon and they figure you just went to sleep.
Okay.
And you come out and you feel like maybe you're an inch taller and you check and your pants are like the wrong size. You're a little taller. And over the course of the day that you shrink that inch.
Okay. That's weird.
You grew some.
And then shrunk some.
I just like to call him gruesome.
Doesn't anyway, surprise me.
That's something interesting that happens. And you're like, I wish I knew why.
Yeah.
But put the mystery check marks and then a check at the top. All right. Natalie, what is the interesting gift you give your parents?
Well.
/ friends. I guess these are your friends.
Fruit.
Wait, does she have other friends?
No.
I repeat, these are your friends.
I think she would give them. Oh God, what would she give them? That's what I've been. Well, I thought of like what she would give like Murphy or like get for because she. I thought the question was what did people get you, and then I was incorrect.
Fair.
So what I thought like her dads would get her is a new bag for Murphy to go into when going out and about, and it has like extra treats and has a little spot for Q to go in, and he's not right next to Murphy, so Murphy still has his space and they're not crammed.
Mm-hmm.
So that was that. But for her dads, I think, oh man. Would we have time for shopping?
I assume you bought this over the course of the last couple months.
That's what I was thinking.
Because you have been able to go back every, you know, a little bit.
Something like generic for like a dad, I guess. So like a wallet for Nighthawk and some weight stuff for Herc.
You can't afford weights for your hair for Herc. He's so strong.
Let alone carry them yourself.
Okay, what about like something gym related? A new gym bag.
I love it.
There you go. All right.
That works. So okay. Now what kind of things do you want to go do during that week? It's Christmas, right? Like,
want to go to the beach?
No.
It's cold.
No.
In San Diego?
Yeah.
It doesn't get like ice cold, but it is colder.
Zoo.
All right.
San Diego Zoo it is, I guess.
And don't they have oh my gosh, pandas. That might be, well, yes, but I think they have events around Christmas time as well. That's like, see the animals.
Okay, so what?
In this winter.
Okay, so each of you pick an animal that I'm going to have to talk to Natalie with.
Panda.
Well, they can actually have a three-way conversation. Bruce's is.
Oh, yeah.
Animal mm-hmm. control.
Bruce, yeah, Bruce has the same thing. But not bond control.
But yeah.
So, like I said, pick three animals I'm going to have to talk to Bruce and Natalie. Bruce and Mirage with.
Well, I heard panda.
Yep.
Panda's one, okay.
Lion.
You want to do them one by one?
Well.
Do you have an animal preference?
I have an animal preference.
Okay.
Bittering.
What?
A bittering.
I'm going to ask one more time. A what?
A bittering.
I hear your words. Explain what it is.
A bittering is a mammal that actually the musk actually smells like buttered popcorn.
What?
say it again.
A bittering. Believe is
animal bittering.
Bittering. Binturong.
Binturong. Okay. Binturong. I'm looking okay. at them now.
Oh, they look like a raccoon.
They look like a
gray raccoon. Yeah. They
look like a gray raccoon.
Yeah. But like with his ears instead of on his head, they're on the side of his head.
Looks like a mixture between a raccoon and a panda. Yeah, binturong is its common name in Borneo.
Popcorn.
Yep.
They smell like hot buttery popcorn. Oh, look at that one. It's with a little popcorn. Aw. Oh my god.
Okay, yeah. So there's a binturong and they've got like, let's say, five or six of them.
I still love the reaction of, what the hell? And when I said smells like buttered popcorn, you both looked at me like, what?
Interesting. So yeah, they have binturong and they're pretty friendly. They are omnivorous. They're omnivorous, so they're not really going to like let people play with them. But they let you get pretty close. There's a wire mesh, and you hear them going. I hear the humans say we're going to get an extra big meal tonight. I don't know why, but that's awesome. Mm-hmm. He's like, hey, if you rub your butt on the wall, they get really excited for some reason. I don't know why. And one walks over and rubs his butt on the wall. He's like, see? And then one's like, oh my god, it smells so good.
It's so cute.
Why does it smell like popcorn? Like movie theater popcorn. And people crowd over. And then they like start like throwing like the approved treats into them. And they're like, see guys? It always works. And like they all nosh on the treats. And Bruce is like, bros, you're solid. And they're like, they sit up. You can talk to us? He's like, yeah, so can she.
I wave.
They wave back, real confused like. So, can you convince the humans that we deserve more fish? Please? We haven't had fish in like 3 days. That's wrong.
If I see a zookeeper, I'll tell them that they look like they might want some fish.
No, we told you the humans.
Humans. Zookeepers.
The humans? What's the zookeeper?
The people that take care of you.
Yeah, the humans.
Yeah, okay, well, when we see one of them, we will let them know.
Shah.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna go play now. Like,
go do cute things because that gets you more treats.
Yo, this lady knows what's up. All right, boys, we're gonna have all right, smile boys and girls, wave. We're gonna have a cuddle puddle. All right. And they all just like start moshing on each other. And no one's like, oh my God. And they start throwing treats. They're like, it works every time. And like it devolves into both in chicanery for a while. And then you guys move on because you're like, they're not talking to us anymore.
Do I see a zookeeper?
Number D12?
Seven.
Yeah.
What number did it
say? Five.
It looked like a seven. I was like, holy shit. I tell them, hey, I can. It's not. This is not a world where it would be weird to be like, I can talk to animals. Hi.
It's like, it's not like Dr. Doolittle or anything like that.
I heard.
But if you say, I can talk to them, yeah.
I can talk to them. They really want fish. They said it's been 3 days.
They had fish for dinner last night.
Of course they did. they would like some fish. They think
each meal is a day.
Oh, that's it, precious.
And our head zookeeper can speak to animals as well. And he told them that he's tried to fix it, but they don't really understand. They sleep a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah. Thanks for the information, though.
Yeah,
and she hands you like a helpful sticker. And puts it on your backpack
strap.
And Murphy on your shoulder is like, this is degrading.
Who said
Murphy
that?
Murphy who's like in his backpack on your back. It's so degrading to watch you talk to lesser beings like this. And he just curls up and looks away.
What do you mean lesser beings? What are you talking about?
All beings are lesser except for cats.
All right.
Duh.
You need to stop watching the Egyptian documentaries.
I am a reincarnated pharaoh.
Oh my God, no, you are not a reincarnated pharaoh. You came from a San Diego veterinarian clinic.
A reincarnated pharaoh.
Okay, Murphy.
I'm tempted to just cast Reduce on him now.
He just turns around and like huffs and like lays down, looking away from you. What's the next animal?
The panda.
Panda.
Hello.
Oh. Hello.
Are you going to give me more bamboo?
I don't have the power to give you bamboo, or I would. All we have are the pre-approved treats.
Eucalyptus treats? That's what you have.
What is it? Is eucalyptus? Yeah, it's eucalyptus treats.
I would like that handful, please.
I toss it to him.
Oh, good. Picks them up one by one, really slow. Good. And then turns and walks away. It doesn't even look at you. Like, it got exactly what it wanted and walks away.
All right, bye.
Another one walks up and asks the same thing.
Talk to your friend because he took my whole handful.
Walks to the next one of you and goes, ah. And Bruce is like, I'm not, no. he looks at you, Chris, and you get the vibe like, distract everybody.
Okay.
Or distract the people around us, at least. Do you do it?
Yes.
And
of course
how,
I do.
And how?
And do you rope anyone else into this?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm just asking if you're gonna rope anyone else into this distraction strategy.
No, we
you're used to this shit.
I'm
Bruce.
Used to this all the time. Yeah,
they cause distractions for each other.
So I'm going to all right, hang on, there's my
you caught it. No, nope. You didn't. I gave you so much credit.
I'm going to use the influencer, the suggestion. So I'm going to suggest that everybody.
Now, suggestion is one target. Mass suggestion is what you'd need.
Well, I'm going to.
You can use a skill check to try and do it too.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try to do a skill check to try to get everybody to turn around and look at.
Put some other animal.
Yep.
What's the other animal?
I don't know what else would be.
Polar bear.
Like an actual bear.
Okay.
Like, could be like a.
Oh my god! Look at that bear. Like he's being so cute.
Black bears. It's black bears.
Okay. So yeah, I'm gonna, you know.
Yeah. What do you say? And then roll it. It'll determine if you get advantage or not.
Oh my God, is that bear looking? It looks like that bear's about to give birth.
On an even, it works. On an odd, it fails. Even, it's a female. It's even, it's female. All right. Yeah, they turn around. It is not. Beautiful advantage.
Oh, though. I know that.
I hope that bear, that bear's just laying there taking a nap.
No, no, it's actually dropping a log right now.
I rolled an 18.
Plus.
So is that the power check, or this, is that no, going to be
persuasion or deception? Deception, actually.
Deception. So that's a 30.
Yeah, they fully believe you. Everyone rushes up as it lays down a half a foot long giant turd. In the meantime, is anyone else, or either the other two of you, watching Bruce?
I cannot break a 30, so.
You know he's lying, though. Oh no, he didn't.
He didn't wrap us in.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm watching a bear poop.
You're the only one who hears this, or Chris is. Uh-huh. He says, "Mate." The thing with pandas is they don't want to procreate.
Right.
So the fact that someone could do that would be a super helpful, but it's different than your animal bond. His is animal control. They have to listen to him. So it's a good thing. It's kind of fucked up. But it's a good thing.
Yes.
And Bruce has been known to do this with endangered species before. No one else knows he has this power, though. He's been very low-key that he has the ability to control animals because he knows if he wants to graduate high school before he goes and gets a job making millions of dollars in helping endangered species repopulate.
Yep.
Because that is absolutely what he's going to do. He knows this. He's like, I have a golden ticket. It's right in my head. Or in my tongue. He's like...
He knows how to make the easy money without working very hard.
Professionally.
Yeah.
So he just told those pandas, mate.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So they're getting on.
Okay.
They're getting it on with everybody who's watching the...
There's like three pairs of them that just start going at it, which is absolutely unheard of. It never happens. And there's a zookeeper comes out and just crying, like they don't understand, but they're not going to stop. They're not going to involve themselves, and they pull up like the privacy curtain. Pandas are closed for the day. Thank you very much for coming. If you purchase any panda food, we'll give you a refund. If you need to deposit it in the bins, people try and like deposit like bear food. They're like, that is not panda food. They're shaped like little pandas. No, But yeah, so Bruce is a good thing.
Uh-huh.
Good distraction. Otherwise, someone's going to figure out he can do it, and then it's going to be a whole different encounter.
Uh-huh.
Natalie, what animal do you want to go see? Are you going to scare your friend or not?
What?
There is one particular set of animals at this place I will not see.
Oh, it's...
Do you remember?
It's the snakes, right?
Yes.
You know what? I think. Why not do alligators?
I was thinking tigers.
Why?
Because Murphy. He's
one of one. You know what?
But that was just me. But alligators is also.
Would he be interested in seeing alligators?
My pet was it? I had a pet alligator.
All right, we'll go see alligators. We'll do Murphy if he wants to see the tigers. We can go see tigers. He's also acting high and mighty right now because he seems to have watched a Pharaoh documentary about cats, and now he's obsessed in thinking that he might be the reincarnation of King Tut.
He does think that. Maybe not King Tut, maybe Ramses or something. Yeah. More impressive. So you guys go to the alligator hut, and...
It smells awful.
It smells awful, and... Travis is aghast. It's not right. You had a pet alligator. You know how to take care of them. It's not big enough. It's not. It's like they took a smaller lizard's habitat and gave it to an alligator.
Aww.
It is not right.
that would not be the San Diego Zoo.
Correct. Unless you find out they just got a new kind of animal and put it in the alligator's old pen, which is a magical, or like some kind of beast that was basically kind of like an alligator, but like with horns and stuff, and it can jump really high. So they and it says temporary pen. Like,
I could probably tell the stress level on them.
Absolutely, like almost at the breaking point.
Yeah, I'm gonna need some help. I'm gonna relay this to my two animal friends.
Bruce is like, so we break them out, like duh. Like I can, they won't bite me. They won't bite her.
Yeah.
Don't get close to their teeth, but that's just not being dumb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just read their body language, like.
Yeah.
Duh.
Duh.
Or just talk to them, like duh. That's
yeah. Also, yeah.
I mean, shit. All right, talking. All right, Mr. Words. I need you to get the.
Do another the zookeeper.
No, I need you to get the zookeeper. Not the zookeeper, the warden, because at this point it's not a zookeeper. Get the man in charge. We got to figure this out.
Okay.
Because otherwise, I'm going to tell them to make a bridge and get out of here. And they'll do it. And his eyes go like darker to a shade, and they take on a slightly reptilian slit. Like,
oh,
yeah, he has the ability to channel animals a little bit. He's pissed.
All right, so I will have to go finally.
All right, you guys gonna teamwork to try and find it? The warden's, I'm sorry, the zookeeper, the head zookeeper's office.
Yes.
I mean, I feel like,
can we just pull a Karen and find it that way?
Yes, probably.
Hi, that would work. We are both people that can speak to animals. We would like to speak to the head honcho of this San Diego Zoo.
So your Nighthawk kind of spins over and says, like, "Sweetie, what's wrong?"
And then I just show him, like,
I will explain
this alligator, and then he'll also explain.
Oh, that doesn't. Our trio would never do that.
That's why I'm wondering what's going on.
You can write that down. Our trio, A-R-T-R-E-O. A-R-T.
A-R-T.
R-E-O.
R-E-O.
Head zookeeper at San Diego Zoo. You're going to find out former head zookeeper. And Nighthawk says, I've got his phone number. And he just picks out his phone and he says, Artreo, hey, we're at the zoo. And he says, what do you mean you were fired? What for? Because you can't talk to animals? That's bullshit.
Everyone can talk to them, just they can't talk back to you.
Oh, they said your power wasn't fit. That doesn't seem right. That seems like power discrimination. I'll take your case.
Dad.
Yep. I'm getting a man his job back. Shh. All right. Come by the apartment next week. My daughter's in town. I can't tell you where. Yes, she's in town. Thank you. All right. See you soon. Bye. Look. Apparently, there is a new head zookeeper.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Karen.
Of course it is.
Karen Masters.
Oh.
Question. Antarctica? Different zookeeper. Got it.
Entirely different. Totally different. Though he is thriving right now. Like, all the magical beasts that he was having to, like, breed... Okay. Are just naturally occurring now. He's going to be a monster when he shows up. If he shows up. Anyway. So.
I think we just free him. I don't think this lady's going to listen to us.
Well, no. He says, I know where the office is. And Nighthawk is strutting. No, I'm sorry. He walks with a purpose. Are you kids coming with?
Yep.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
All right. He comes through and he walks through like security. He flashes a cape badge and they just let him through. You guys flash your like not quite a cape badges and they let you through, Bruce just slips in alongside. And no one questions it because he's traveling with a group. Come to this very strangely ornate door, and then Huck scoffs. He says, already changing shit. Bam, bam, bam on the door, like big old fist.
I like to think that the Herc is also there, and he's like, move aside. Bam,
bam, bam, bam, bam. Yeah, and the door cracks and like starts to shove open, and he says, see, it was open. And he pushes it open with his foot and steps to the side to let his husband through. Let you guys through. And he says, I'll stand and make sure no one comes and interrupts you guys. And Herc stands out there, his, 6 foot four, 3.5, 4 foot wide, just like Hercules from the movie, like width and girth, just stands guard there. And you guys walk inside, and it is plush. It is. Are any of you extremely wealthy or regularly wealthy? No, just Athena's family. Mm-hmm. You've been to wealthy people's houses.
Yeah.
This is someone trying to emulate wealth.
Yeah.
Plush Persian rugs, expensive furniture, expensive.
Any
expensive
animal skin?
None of that. That would get you. That would get them fired.
Right.
But it's like, but you do see like a chessboard that maybe that's ivory, but it's you couldn't prove it.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a woman, probably 5 foot three, blonde, long blonde hair, with her feet up on the desk, and says, "Who dares break into my office?" And Nighthawk looks at you, and he kind of gives you the nod, like, "You guys talk, I'll handle it if need be." That's the vibe you get. Like, okay. You've talked to your dad's very smart. By the way, when I imagine Nighthawk, I can't help but imagine him with a literal, like, hawk mask. Mm-hmm. Like Darkwing Duck. Not like Darkwing Duck, but like with a beak and everything when he's in his cape super suit.
A blue falcon?
Yes, a little bit. Like with a big-ass beak. And I like to imagine it has, like, shit inside it, like, kind of attacks and stuff. But that's just what's in my head.
I think I spelled it with, like, a knight, like...
I know, but I can't help but with hawk. So I imagine, like, a hawk beak. Mm-hmm. On his mask, but that's just me.
It could be that with like a knight metal, and then you know how like a knight helmet, it's metal.
Yeah,
it's made of that, and then it looks like a hawk.
It's like, yeah, it's like bluish steel. Yeah. Is what I had imagined. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, continue.
Am I good to go? Okay.
Bruce is going to let you guys leave because he has no legal standing, but you guys are
so
interim capes.
So we were walking around your establishment.
And yes, yes, yes.
What?
Yes, yes, yes.
And so phenomenal. We decided, best in the world. Well, you say that, but we were walking through the reptile enclosure. We stopped by the alligators. Tremendous. No. It's very small for the alligator. I have a companion here that grew up
around. We have leading experts who said it's just fine.
Ma'am? Listen. My friend here has grown up with alligators. The enclosure that you have it in is way too small. And if you were to look up the legal amount of room an alligator should have within a zoo, it is below that. And then she holds up her phone that has the requirements. And it's
exact.
No, it is not. No,
it is exact.
Oh, you bitch.
To the millimeter. It says, no, it's well within the law. No, it's barely at the limit. And says, and we're supposed to believe some swamp child?
Oh, well, listen. You're really going to start insulting your paying customers?
Sorry, I did wave at Rob when I said swamp child. I did. It was the emotion. It felt right. But y'all can't see that, so I, yes.
You're going to go around insulting guests?
We have tens of thousands of guests a day. We don't need the riffraff.
We are just saying that the alligators deserve better. I also talk to alligators. I can talk to animals.
And oh, so
they
can
were,
I.
They were. They don't seem happy there.
They're stressed.
Too, they're stressed.
Stress.
They are stressed.
Well, I think they're just fine.
I think you can do better. I know that you can do better because I was here last year and it was much better for them.
Oh, I think it's going to be just fine. Man, the recent grant has truly let us expand the zoo in fantastic ways.
But that doesn't mean you get to neglect your former...
There's no changes to the zoo outside.
Yeah. Well, besides the magical creatures.
They took the alligator encampment for it.
Yeah.
AKA, whatever was in the current alligator pen is now somewhere else.
The alligators got shifted somewhere else.
And then wherever they went, whomever was in there has been shifted elsewhere or out.
Or out. And... also, where'd the money go?
Yeah. She pocketed it, probably.
No, they have access. You look around, and Nighthawk says, I've been in this office before, and this is doesn't look anything like when... I forgot the person's name.
Artero. Artero.
How'd I spell it?
A-R-T-R-E-O.
Artreo.
Artreo.
It's nothing like when Artreo had it. It was... that had none of this opulence. It was a working office. Artreo was a hack. He didn't know what was going on. And Nighthawk just like slams his fist into the desk and says, Artreo is the reason the zoo is what it is. And his voice just radiates sheer pissed off. Brah. Mm-hmm. And you know, what is your father's power? Nighthawk?
His is stealth. Stealth.
So shadows start to coil around his hands. You can put on shadow powers. Stealth / shadow powers. Shadows start to coil around his hands and they form into claws. And he says, I'm going to have you removed. And she looks at him and says, no, you won't. Not before I have you removed. And she like clicks her voice twice. She like clicks her throat twice, which I'm not going to do because it hurts. And two out of the wall the shifts down, and stepping out is something straight out of a nightmare. It might have been a gorilla once. But it's got, like, it's some kind of, like, augmented gorilla. Mm-hmm. And roll for initiative. And one comes out of the other side. And there are three of them in there that are coming out. And you see metallic bits all over them.
A 24.
I could attempt to tie you, but I still won't beat you.
Oh! I might go not last.
What'd you get? A 20 total. What's your dex? Plus 2. So an 18 on the die.
I got a 21.
I'm going to use my reaction.
You son of a bitch. you'll give it up for the first round.
Until it's my turn, yeah?
No, for the first round. That's how I'm going to play it for initiative, if you're going to use your guidance. It's fair.
For if I use 24...
You got 21 for the
my companions boss. are 24, right? My companions are like their health is 21, 24, right?
20. I rolled a 15. No, 20, 30. It should be 30.
So I have 30. Also.
Okay.
I think they all say it, don't they?
No. Oh, thank you.
Oh, it's a good day to be me. I got 21 for the monsters as well.
Which is still not a good day for me because I'm one behind them. I'm not tempted. Okay.
And as you watch, Karen Masters' body shifts into what looks like a were-tiger. And she squares off with Nighthawk. And Nighthawk, full shadow suit appears, and you see a side of him you've never seen before. You've never seen him fight in person before. You've sparred with Herc, but your dad was always like teaching you stealth and things like that. You've never seen him fight anybody that wasn't on the news, and that doesn't look like this.
No,
this is probably what he actually fights like in when his life's in danger.
Right.
Because he doesn't have his gadgets. He doesn't have anything. Like, he just has himself.
Right.
And the Herc is, you see outside, is blocking like 8 to 10 guards by himself. He bent the light post down.
Oh,
to block the door, and is standing behind it, and he's like fighting people off.
Nice.
I got it, hon. Yeah, and your dad goes, "Love you, babe," and they're handling it. Top of the order. Your dad said, "Nighthawk says I'm leaving those abominations to you."
Okay.
Don't kill them. We might be able to save them.
Right. Okay. Is it a action to do to summon a beast?
It is a bonus action. I'm going to say bonus action.
Okay, can I go invisible?
That's an action. So yeah, you could do both.
I'm going to go invisible and then summon.
Do the other way around, because it's an act. Cause okay. Go get
so invisible. Summon. Summon first.
Who'd you summon?
Well, Murphy automatically comes out, though, right? Correct. So Murphy comes out, and then I summon Chaz to be an alligator.
He's like a... I'll allow it. Fine.
Yes.
Is it a piece of land or a piece of water?
Piece of water.
It's a piece of water. Because it has grapple.
That makes sense for an
alligator. It really does. Like
I read it. I was like, oh, God, I could have used my fucking walrus today. And then I saw grapple. I'm like, it's an alligator. And then I go invisible.
It's supposed to be. I think it's supposed to be an octopus, but alligator makes total sense for this.
Okay. And then can I go for Murphy and Chaz yet?
There are three of the gorilla type things. Mm-hmm. Only one of which can you reach because they haven't exited the thing. But it looks like the wall is folding out. So you watch as the wall like kind of folds back, and all three of them are out. So
I cannot use infused strikes with. To Chaz or no?
Sure you can.
It says with a weapon attack.
If you strikes is on you do on your attack. Oh, okay. It's the thing that was giving an extra D6 last time.
Well, I know that. Okay, so I'll just
also don't forget you have your extra sneak attack dice now.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, but that was my action.
I know. I'm just saying when you attack, don't forget you have it.
So I'm gonna use bite with Murphy.
Okay.
And you can also infuse our attacks, if I remember.
Yes, you can.
Okay. 9 plus 7.
16 hits.
Okay, and then can I infuse strikes with him?
It's as a reaction, so when if I do hit, then you can declare it.
Okay, and then 2d6. 9 plus 7 for 16.
And you rolled 2d6?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That was 16.
All right. This is on 1. Minus 16. Okay.
And then now Chaz.
All right, yeah.
What's he say when he comes out? Finally!
He says, what they did was wrong. This is wrong. I'm going to fuck
Chaz,
him up.
Chaz, you're usually the chill one.
It's wrong.
All right.
I'm going to chomp him.
No, you don't, buddy. I'm so sorry. I rolled a 5.
Plus?
5 plus 8. God damn it, these companions always suck.
Oh, my God.
There's so much hype behind them. They're like, I got this. I will fight with you.
You know, you could have added 2 points to your wisdom instead of taking lucky, and they would have all been +1 to hit.
So would I have hit with 5 plus 7, Paul?
No.
There it is.
But you still have your luckies.
Are you going to use a lucky on Chaz's attack?
Yes.
I believe it.
11 plus 6. Do I hit it?
Yes.
Yay. Okay. Hold on. 1, 2, 3. And I used 1. Okay. 1d6. I rolled a 6.
And you can use infused strikes on that if you'd like. Extra d6.
It says 2d6.
4. Oh.
Yeah.
For infused. Yes. Because he's large. Yes.
Do I want to?
Or do you want to or not?
Or is it going to use it on him? Or?
Doesn't matter. Whoever.
Okay. And then I do 2 more. 6 and a 3 for 9.
So that's 15. Mm-hmm. Plus whatever his bonus is.
Plus 6.
21 damage from Chaz. Chaz almost drops it. It is limp and hard. And I think he grapples it?
Yeah.
Do I need to roll to escape?
Yes.
What does it say? And also the talking
microphone. DC is 14.
Nah. Wait, hold on. I'm a gorilla. Oh, I think I roll on my turn, actually. Does it say when I roll or no?
So it says binding strike, melee weapon attack, your spell attack modifier hit, and piercing or bludgeoning damage, your choice, and the target is grappled. Escape DC equals your spell save DC, which is the 14.
No shit. So I do have to do an action on my turn to break out of it? I'm not doing that. Okay. All right. Thank you for that. Anything else?
I think that's it.
All right. You are invisible.
I'm an invisible.
All right. Next. I have 21.
We both have 20s.
Ha ha. The fact that I rolled that is unusual.
I should have inspired you. No. And you could have inspired me.
Aww.
I don't think.
You could spend Bardic Inspiration if you already had it. If you already had it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to roll to hit with a gorilla.
I just had a dumb thought. I haven't technically suited up yet. It's an instant thing.
Hold on a second.
Correct. Yeah, I'm going to do the thing so I can actually have an armor class instead of not.
I mean, their suits are like, it's a bonus action for all of them, but you went invisible instead, Natalie.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need to as well, but it's bad that it isn't. You haven't done it yet.
All right.
And so I'm actually going to guidance Art to be a 21.
Your dexterity is better than mine. So you go now, not me. Cause
bonus action to put the suit on?
Yeah, because Rob's a fun killer.
So yeah, I'll do that as a bonus action.
And when does Bruce go?
Bruce is not a combatant. Bruce is going to try not. Bruce is going to do his best to
animal control these.
Rodents. They are. He's going to try that. It's not going to work.
Yeah. So I am going to go ahead and do vicious mockery on one of the gorillas.
All right, I like it. Yeah, 1, 2, or 3.
3. So it is a make a wisdom save.
Girls are not known for their wisdom. 17?
That's what you needed.
I rolled a 16 plus 1.
Okay. Question.
Yes.
Since our ACs are actually from our power sets, do we really need to suit up?
Yes, you do. Because your power. Oh, you have your base AC, but you won't have the extra resistance without it.
Basically, she gave you an extra resistance that you chose.
Oh, yeah.
So you would have something. You have your charmer.
I would have my normal
charmer. Yes.
Yeah. Which is everything that I'm using for my AC. So
yeah,
it's I just don't get the
resistance to
poison.
Yeah, which spoiler alert, super relevant.
Yes.
And you, Codex.
Mine's for my power set.
Yes, but what? And you wouldn't get your resistance either.
But so my AC is better than I thought it was.
Yes. Oh, I was waiting for you to do something.
Oh,
you did.
Well, mockery. Yeah, I made the save. I take nothing. You're right.
You take nothing.
Okay, so I have 3 gorillas. They're each going to punch twice. All right. This is punch 1 on Chaz. And we'll hit 17.
It's right.
His armor class is 19.
What?
Yeah. 13, and then you get put a 6.
And I just wrote down it's 16. 13 plus your proficiency bonus. Oh,
I thought you put slash 6. I'm sorry.
Plus. Oh. It's 1-6, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to hit him twice.
Okay.
He might not survive. I thought 17 was damage. Well,
no, he's being... No, no. I'm grappling him.
Yes.
So the other one's coming in to save the day.
No, this is the one you're grappling. He's just punching you in the head.
Mm.
Yeah, but if you're grappled, don't you have...
Nope.
Yeah. Nope.
Yes, you do.
Nope, that's restrained.
That's restrained.
Until this grapple ends, the beast can't use this attack on another target. Oh.
You can't.
That's myself.
Yeah, you can't bite two things at once.
Well, I thought it was that he can't do anything.
That is 9 and 5.
What's the point of grappling if you are still able to hit?
They can't move.
And it's a free thing to do for you.
Mm-hmm. That is 14 for the first hit.
Mm-hmm.
And 12 for the second.
Mm-hmm.
So 26 damage total.
Oh, that's a lot easier to do.
4.
26. All right.
This next gorilla is going in. I'm sorry. And it has no resistance to poison, correct?
No.
Okay. I need separate dice for that. It looks like the fist is hitting, and then there's a spike on it that's dealing extra poison damage. As it looks like it's got a scorpion tail embedded in its fist. All right. Two swings on the guy who just mocked a gorilla.
Failed to mock a gorilla.
I'm going to guess a 15 misses you.
Yes.
23.
I'm going to go ahead and...
too pretty to hit.
Too pretty to hit.
You just flash a smile and goes, and guess, and he looks away. All right.
The 1,000-watt smile.
Oh.
That's what the
shiny teeth sparkle.
Uh-huh.
Just like the stars in space. All right. No, Natalie got it. Okay. That's all that matters. What? The shiny teeth that sparkle just like the stars in space.
Shiny teeth. Shiny teeth.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, so I missed you twice because yes. Your bonus is I can't hit you now. What's your armor class now? 26?
26.
Yeah, I can't fucking hit that. I can, but it's hard. Last one is going to go after... That last one of you, so
I've done nothing yet.
I know, but it's a gorilla, and they're too big to fight multiple people in one person, unless it goes around. So it's gonna punch you. Two swings, I miss. 3 and a 5.
You know what he just said? He just said the magic words.
I miss.
No, can't group up too easily.
Yeah, they're too big. They are large, and you guys are not.
Yeah.
I did not roll enough damage on Chaz, but I will not retroactively do it.
Please, no.
I said I will not retroactively
Thank do you.
It. I am going to taunt, because I'm up now.
Okay.
So.
Charisma saves?
Yep.
1. Nope. 2. No. No.
Including the boss, too. Technically.
She saves. She had a reroll. Mm-hmm. She needed it. Our old donkey dookie.
Yes, keep rolling donkey dookie.
It's not been good.
We're indoors.
Correct.
Yes.
This office is pretty huge. It's obviously meant for like to be like a receptionist and other stuff. She wiped all that away. It just put in opulent tables and shit. The gorillas are just smashing through the chairs like they don't exist.
Yeah, but the gorillas are big, and nothing is above... No friendlies are above, let's say, 7 feet tall. So the gorillas are 10 feet tall?
Yeah. No, they're hunched over. They're only like 5 feet tall.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
You're going to shatter.
I was going to fireball.
Indoors?
No.
Of course he is.
No, I'm not getting a fireball because I can't just raise it up just to hit them.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, anything else?
Yeah. I'm going to then bonus action give myself temporary hit points.
What's your action? Oh, it's taunt.
Because you told me I can either action or bonus action.
I figured you'd do that and then knock out the ape that's almost down.
I would have to reach over and get to it.
Got it. Okay, next.
And I don't think I can maneuver around, so I'm just going to... Since I've taunted them.
No, you're good. Next. Oh, this is going to go poorly for me. Okay.
Okay, so.
Unless we're skipping over Nighthawk and.
They are duking it out. They have destroyed the desk she's at. The PC, the hollow PC is absolutely, the hub is absolutely destroyed. And they've essentially got like a 15-foot area at the back of the office. And they are just brawling. Nighthawk in his Shadow Hawk form is just absolutely shredding, and her were tiger, were panthers, like Sorry, were-tiger or were-leopard. You're not sure which. It is a were-leopard. Are just shredding each other, and it's brutal over there.
Hi. So.
You gonna claw me? Mm-hmm. Oh, you're invisible.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have super advantage yet, right?
Nope. That's God. Not until okay. 7 or 8.
Okay.
8.
Ready?
Yeah. Your advantage, because you're invisible. And which one are you attacking?
Are they both hit?
Only one of them has been damaged.
I'll take the one that... How damaged?
It's almost down. You shouldn't waste your big attack.
I'm going to use my big attack on the big boy. The one that has full health.
There's two with full health.
Then I'll pick one of them. Do you want to go for
the one attacking Art or the one attacking me?
Art.
He's like, fuck.
Right. Does it need to be you?
No.
No,
it was a joke.
Oh, okay. I got a natural 20.
Oh. She has all my luck today.
She's all my luck too. Fuck. All right, hold on. So let me just figure out what your damage, what's your minimal damage. If you need to fucking roll. Hold on. So it's because
I have 6.
Hold on.
Oh, shush, peanut.
Okay, roll your second claw. It matters. No, it doesn't. Hold on. 3d6 is 18. Plus an extra d6 is 24.
4.
Then she rolls. Roll a d6. Roll 4d6.
This is 5d6, 3 sneak attack, and 2 for the claws.
You have to hit with both.
So can I roll it now?
You don't need. You might want to hit something else with the other claw, because you get 2.
Has Murphy had his reaction reset? Because he could just... 12, 13,
14.
Yes, he gets reset 14, now.
14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19,
19. Down.
Okay.
She one-rounded it, number 2.
Okay.
No, 3, because that's who is attacking.
Yeah.
And then can I say that Murphy...
You have a claw. You have a claw left.
Infused strikes in.
You still have another attack.
All right, well,
secondary we claw on the one that's almost down.
15 plus... Yeah, down. Okay, 8. And then 4.
Yeah, 3 hit points. You took it down.
Do I roll 6?
5? You lose less D6s now.
No.
Also, your bonus is higher than its hit points, so I'm going to move on.
Okay.
You have 1 target left that is fighting.
And she still has 2 critters.
Codex. And yep. 2 critters. I might not get another turn with them.
Okay. So I'm going to.
No. I'm not going to. No. It might get one.
Going first with Murphy.
Yeah.
Why do you sound so sad? I missed. 6 or 9. That's a 9. 9 plus 7.
Hits. 16.
Okay.
Fuck.
Those are 2 sixes.
Plus?
Plus 7.
19 points. He's still standing. Not by much.
And then now it's Chaz.
Miss.
That's another 9 plus 6 for 15.
Miss.
16 really? Is the target.
16 is the target.
Fuck.
All right. Hey, you still have more luckies.
No.
It's not worth it, yeah.
All right, next. Me.
Yes.
Punch. I have to punch you.
Codex. You know what this also means? My whole action was wasted.
Yes.
Oh, no.
You didn't know that.
I didn't know she was going to one-shot while I could have just gone in and punched. If I was taking out my target. What's the number?
Well, 3. Plus something, and this is you. Nat 20?
And you said we can't silver barb natural 20s.
Correct. Any more D6s? Are you immune to poison?
I don't think so.
I don't think you are either.
No, just resistant to lightning, cold, and necrotic.
The purple is poison.
This is why I gave myself temporary hit points.
You were too happy.
That was a terrible roll. I have 1 6, 2 sixes. 20, 30, 9. Take 44.
Ouch.
And make a con save.
10 plus.
You made it. I know it's your I know your bonus is higher than 6, so you're higher. You made it.
Yep, 18.
I had a good punch.
Hey, Art's supposed to go before monkey.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Roll. Do your monkey things.
So, I am...
There's only one target left.
Yeah, I know. I'm actually going to do... I'm going to go ahead and cast Bane on the monkey and on
Boss Lady.
Carla.
Got it. Okay.
Karen.
Karen. I wonder how few kids are going to be named Karen coming up.
Yeah, the name's getting down for a while, I bet.
They need to make charisma saves.
It doesn't really matter for girl or man, but I'll roll for the princess. Or, you know, Beast Queen. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. I rolled 2 19s. I don't know why I rolled twice. Either way, it didn't matter.
Well, one for the monkey because he makes the save.
All right. Yeah, they both made it. Oh, they tanked it out. Okay. All right. Sorry. I know, right? Would you like to heal your friend who's bleeding profusely from a wound in his chest?
That I've not received yet.
Sorry.
No, I can't because it hasn't happened yet. 3, 2, 1.
Kaboom! So, after my 21 is 20s. Hey, oh, sorry, 20.
That's me.
Yeah.
You punch me, I punch you with a hammer.
Fair.
Booming blade. Actually, how damaged does he look? So, I am going to surprise the monkey by teleporting behind him.
Sure, has no idea. You can have advantage on that first attack.
And it also gives me resistance on the next round of damages I receive. Good tanking ability. 18 plus 8, I think that'll hit.
Oh, yeah. You hit on the dice. The magic number you're looking for is 21.
It's possible.
You have 2 swings.
I forgot I have my second swing. But I'm assuming the second swing is not at advantage.
Correct.
12 damage.
Turt.
21 to hit.
You hit. You need to do 9.
I could fail. I could get 2 ones.
Do it. Do the ones.
How about wings?
Oh! All right. Yeah. You just obliterate this thing.
I knock it out.
Okay.
Non-lethal.
All right. So we're gonna run through this. Nighthawk, and with the help of you guys essentially harrying her, Nighthawk is able to take her down, and they find out that Karen Masters is actually a former cowl / inactive cowl Panther Queen. She is also the aunt of Diamondback. You guys will find this out as you do fill out paperwork later. And she has been embezzling the funds given to the zoo for the past 6 months. Everything that has come in has been spent on administrative improvements, which have been her house, her lake house, her office. She upgraded the snack area for the staff to get them to shut up. And she increased PTO for all the people who would be angry that she was doing things and giving them extra time off, got them to back off. The truly dedicated staff didn't take it, but they were a minority. People were like, I'm giving more vacation, more money. I'll just take what you do. And, over the next, you're going to find that over the next month or so, the zoo is going to have a pretty large expansion as they find the funds that she embezzled, and she's not spent all of them, and they use it to build a couple new enclosures for the magical animals. And the alligators get their pen back.
Yay!
I'm assuming that James Masters might be involved in the lawsuit.
He is.
That is Diamondback's actual name.
Yeah. Also, he does reach out to you guys and apologize for his aunt and says, I wish I didn't know she was out. Apparently she tried to file a restraining order on me and somehow got it through. That's been overturned. Next time you make it to Chicago, I owe you all dinner. Or I'll show you a night on the I'll owe you all dinner. Makes sense. And that's where we're going to leave it. You guys head back to, you have a lovely Christmas. You all spend your time with your families. There's some tearful goodbyes as you finish up, as you come with your bags of gifts and, you go back to school.
Do we get anything from our families?
We'll discuss that off pod.
Okay.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.